You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this 12th day of April. It's a Wednesday afternoon. Have you dialed in your support yet, guys? I hope so, but if not, 217-244-9455, willpledge.org. We're doing this just for 26.2 hours. This is really the only chance you have during the Closing Market Report. In fact, it is, to make your donation in support of ag programming. I hope that the $120 level is a good place for you to start. If not, lower is fine, more is fantastic. Now, on the phone line with us is Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Speaking of fantastic, Drew, things not so great in Argentina over the weekend. Tell me about the floods that happened there.
Yes, some of the rainfall there was pretty impressive, running anywhere from around 5 to around 10 or 11 inches across Buenos Aires, and there was also some flooding that occurred in the northeast part of Argentina in their cotton country, and again, multiple inches of rain occurring across that area. There was some damage done to some unharvested sunseed, and the quality of cotton was reduced quite a bit, but soybeans may have, and I put that in quotes, may have escaped any huge change in overall conditions. Now, the key to that is what happens from now on. If we get into more wet weather in Argentina and they don't drain out and dry up, then that risk of mold and mildews and all that bad quality changes of soybeans will be a viable likelihood. So we'll see what happens. But I think the dry weather that's scheduled for much of that region for the next 10 days should be sufficient for protecting the crop. Now, some damage is probably going to occur with those lower beans, but I don't think it's going to be a huge impact on overall production.
From the southern and western hemisphere, let's transition to the northern and eastern hemisphere. Check in on the growing regions of China as spring arrives there.
Yeah, the central parts of China have had quite a bit of rain here in recent weeks, and they're a little behind in their field work. But it looks as though conditions will start to improve next week. We have one more storm system coming up here over the weekend that will produce more rain in that east-central part of the country. But after that, I think we'll start firming up the ground a little bit and warming things up as well. So planting will become a little more aggressive. Just a little bit further to the north in their North China Plain, conditions are really very good with an adequate amount of moisture in much of the region. There's a few provinces that are running a little light on moisture, but that's pretty normal for this time of the year, and with the warming that's underway, there's a fairly good chance that they're going to be in the fields aggressively there as well, about the same time that we see the improvement occur further to the south. So China's on a road here for at least getting aggressive in the fields over the next couple of weeks.
And speaking of that, what are planting conditions for the corn crop like in the United States?
Well, certainly the big concern in the marketplace is the abundance of precipitation that's advertised to impact portions of the Midwest as we go forward through this next 7 to 10 day period. It looks like the western and northern portions of the Corn Belt will be most impacted, and these areas will probably end up with multiple inches of rain, and that could end up keeping us out of the fields for a while. But what's interesting is that parts of the area from Kansas over to the Ohio River Valley may actually have some favorable conditions to get into the fields. So, yeah, they're going to have to dodge a little bit of shower activity, but the rains in this area in the lower Midwest are really not all that impressive in this first week of the outlook, and I think we're going to see some amazingly good progress made in some of that region. Now, further to the south in the Delta, we're seeing flooding that occurred earlier this season come to an end, and they'll be back into the fields more aggressively here over this coming week. And then outside of that, the northern U.S. plain spring wheat areas will see some good warming and drying conditions over the coming 7 days, and they too will be in the fields more aggressively.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. That, of course, Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joined us here on Illinois Public Media's Closing Market Report. It's public radio for the farming world, and today you're the big part of that world. We need your help. Dial in 217-244-9455 or go online and make your donation at willpledge.org. I'm Todd Gleason.